Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Jessica and Grace with your 8 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, the boat builder that made Brisbane first city cast is teaming up with the company that is electrifying Auckland's ferries in order to bring eco-friendly vessels to Brisbane before the 2032 Olympics. The local company has now teamed up with the Auckland-based EV Maritime, which was awarded an approximate $34 million contract last year, to construct two completely electric 200-passenger ferries for Auckland Council by mid-2024. The two companies believe that the new generation Brisbane River ferries would come up with zero emissions and a smoother, quieter ride from electric battery generator-powered, lighter fairbite composite ferries.
The wine industry is concerned over the Queensland government's expansion to the Containers for Change program. Currently, the national scheme is focused on collecting household aluminium, plastic, steel, and cardboard drink containers. Queensland announced its plan to include glass and wine spirit bottles later this year, but this isn't consistent with the rest of the country. Where Queensland decision does aid in Australia's target to reduce waste landfill, Lee McLean, the CEO of Australian Grape and Wine, states the industry is concerned about the cost and a lack of consistency between states.
A woman has been banned from a restaurant in Gold Coast for a strange reason. Katie Haley, a mother of two, was turned away from Burlett Pavilion on Saturday after attempting to enter the place wearing an outfit that revealed a tattoo on her neck. The tattoo is written in Chinese characters and begin at the nape of Miss Haley's neck and descend down the center of her back. In English, it said, "Family, love, happiness."
In national news, as a result of the cost of living crisis, a slim majority of New South Wales nurses has voted to accept a 4% pay rise offered by the Minns government. However, despite describing the decision as, quote, the biggest pay increase for nurses and midwives in over a decade, the government is expected to continue their conversations with the union as this is only a one-year pay deal. Michael Waits, the Assistant General of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, has confirmed that there will be, quote, no immediate strike action in the short term.
A report reveals 4 in 5 Aussies play video games. The joint research by Interactive Games and Entertainment Association and Bond University found more than 94% of households have at least one device for gaming. Professor of Bond University, Jeffrey Brandt, said the major reason for them playing video games is to entertain, challenge, and improve mental health.
In international news, days of torrential rain has caused significant flooding in China's leading grain-producing region. Over the weekend, 14 deaths were reported as a result of these floods, and now concerns over food security continue to arise as the floodwaters destroy more regional farmlands within the northeasternmost provinces, which is the region that produces over one-fifth of the nation's grain produce. This blow to China's agricultural sector is expected to have short-term impacts on food pricing.
For your weather, Brisbane is currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 2.7, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.